fantasy. Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
'Cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jordan.
And this is Desmond.
And this is a very special episode of Two Black Nerds. We're not doing the traditional traditional structure this time. Doing something a little bit different. It's the end of the decade, man.
Crazy.
We've already made it to 2019. It's been 10 interesting years in this decade. And what's been the most popular thing in the movies this decade, man? It's been comic book movies.
By far.
This has been the golden era of comic book movies. The best time to be alive for comic book movies, right?
The 2000s could never.
The 2000s was the dark ages.
It's what not to do.
It's definitely what not to do, because the 2000s had some big good old garbage, like Catwoman's 2000s.
Catwoman.
I had to start off with the worst one, bro. That might be the worst one for the 2000s. So I went all in. Like, let's just pull out the worst comic book movie from the 2000s,
that
man.
That movie's entertaining to watch now, though.
Oh, God.
It's kind of funny.
What's another bad one from the 2000s? The Punisher. It was like two of them.
Yeah, there
pretty
was
bad.
Two Punishers.
First one wasn't that bad,
but it was bad.
It was okay for the time, but, you know, basically we understand that that wasn't the greatest time for comic book movies.
Right.
However, 2010 to 2019, things got significantly better. So much better that comic book movies are now, I would say, I mean, I think it's proven, the number one most popular genre of film at the movie theaters.
Yeah, by far.
By far.
The prestige.
They go and make the most money at the box office. They've obviously done the best business. It's been a real boom period. Mm-hmm. And we've seen things that we never thought we would see on screen. We've seen things like Avengers, and we've seen, you know, really cool and like quirky movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, all this really cool stuff.
Even like a Kick-Ass, right?
Yeah,
stuff
like
you
a
never
Kick-Ass,
thought would be good is good.
I know, like super different and weird. So it's been a hell of a time, right? But in the midst of all that, with how many comic movies come out every year, we got some great stuff, but we got some trash that still comes out occasionally, man.
Oh, here we go.
We got some real stuff that we typically don't like to talk about. And so with that said, we thought that we would do this in order to celebrate the end of this decade, the end of the 2010s, to put together a list for you all. And this list is the top 10 worst comic book movies of the decade. Now, what makes a bad comic book movie? I mean, you have to have a pretty bad story, I would say. You have to be somewhat silly, I would say. Maybe it's bad CGI. Maybe it's bad action. Maybe it's bad acting and writing. It's probably all those
things.
All
of those things combined.
And maybe it's also just like a lack of faithfulness to the source material. Maybe the translation from what the comic book initially was intending to be just did not come across on the screen really well, right? But I'm being too nice right now, man. We actually got to really get into this list because I got some personal stuff against some of these movies,
telling?
Man. So let's kick it off, man. Top 10 worst comic book movies of
the
decade.
Number 10.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh, just real quick, we need to emphasize that this list is kind of based off expectations too, right? So at the top of our list, right, your numbers 1, 2, and 3 are the movies that we expected to be good or had semi-high expectations, and they simply did not meet them in the worst way possible. So
the worst way possible. So kicking off this list, number 10, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
If you've ever seen this movie,
that's the thing. If you've even seen the
if
movie.
You've even seen this movie,
So this movie's with Nicolas Cage, which I think this might have been the end of his career. I think this movie, this movie series is responsible for the end of Nicolas Cage. I mean, think about it. Before this, Nicolas Cage was everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Now, he's not my favorite actor by any stretch. I think Nicolas Cage plays the same person in every movie.
He does. That's why we like him, though.
That, you know, he plays himself.
He's fun.
But this, man, this really, this kind of shat on his career for the most part.
It's just so bad, y'all. Like,
they did a first one that was, I guess, okay.
The first one was okay.
Like, okay at
best. I think I might have had the first one on, like, PSP or something. Like, on the one of those little UMD discs.
PSP, UMD right. disc. Oh, crazy, my God. Right? What a time.
And it was okay.
What possessed them to do a sequel?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Did the first one make money?
I can't say it was the box office. I don't
it couldn't
even
have been
know.
The box office. It had to have been, like, it must have been, like, oh, yeah, that was okay. So let's, like, see how another one does. Again, I mean, we were also, like, the first one came out in that 2000s decade. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they did a sequel just because, like, sequels at that time, like, they could just sort of get away with them and do it. But it was also, like, yeah, it's still not going to be good, though.
So, get this. The first Ghost Rider actually did $230 million.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Especially in 2007.
And I'm sure the budget, I'm sure it didn't cost that much to make. I mean, there's some decent CGI.
Budget, $120 million.
Oh, never mind. I was wrong. Okay, so they didn't make any money and still greenlit a sequel.
It got a 26 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, the first one got a 26?
The first one got a 26.
Hold on. Wait a second. So it got a 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. It definitely did not make any money. It probably at best it broke even.
Oh,
and they made a sequel. They made Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Which, here's the Spirit of Vengeance numbers. Here we go. It got $132 million in the box office. The budget was $75 million.
Wait, they decreased the budget. They said, all right, we're gonna spend less in hopes that we can make some money this time around.
Yes, this is crazy.
That's how low our expectations are for this movie. That's how little we think of Ghost Rider.
18% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh man, get this out of here. We can't even talk. I can't even talk about this no more.
This movie sucks.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. If you've heard of it, good. Or if you've seen it, even better. But yeah, no. It's taking the 10 spot for me as the worst comic book movie of the decade.
Just walk away if you ever see this on anybody's TV.
It's not it.
Just walk away. That ain't it.
Number 9.
Oh, ugh.
Jonah Hex.
Y'all.
I'm almost, every time I say one of these movies, I'm almost at a loss for words. Jonah Hex, first of all, why did this movie get made? Who thought that Jonah Hex was a good idea? So if you don't know about Jonah Hex, like that comic book, it's a little bit different. So that comes from DC. It has like a lot of like Western sort of anti-hero vibes, mm-hmm. right? Like it's very much supposed to be a little bit more old school. It's a little bit more of a mature story. Jonah Hex has definitely been like somewhat of a semi-popular character in the comics, but for some reason DC, when they have like the longest list of superheroes that they could, you know, make movies out of, they said, let's do Jonah Hex.
I think it was a popular comic, right? So that's part of the reason why they were like, let's try to do this thing. What's crazy is the glow up of Josh Brolin.
Well, thank God that this did not end his career like Nicolas
Josh
Cage's career.
Josh Brolin
ended.
Was Jonah Hex, y'all, and Megan Fox was also in the movie.
Oh my
what?
God.
Josh Brolin?
Name a movie Megan Fox has been in since this. That's right, you cannot. Because
what year did this come out?
This probably killed her career too.
I was gonna say Jennifer's Body.
I think that came out before this.
I think it did too.
Jonah Hex, y'all. So this is, again, I mean, it was popular in the comics, but like they made it into a movie and it was terrible. It was just really bad. I remember watching it and like the effects were not good. It mm-hmm. felt unfinished. It felt rushed. It felt small and just cheap.
Jonah Hex's face is like plastic.
It's like really weird. And again, I'm just like, why do we need a Jonah Hex movie of all things? Like, again, you've probably not even seen this movie, nonetheless heard of it. But I really gotta thank Josh Brolin to not, you know,
it's just a stupid movie.
It is dumb. It's really dumb. I'm surprised that DC just couldn't come up with another idea. Like, you have so many characters, bro.
It is a bad idea.
Do something different. Jonah Hex is number 9, worst comic book movie of the decade. For some reason, I bought the movie. I will never watch it again. I can guarantee you that. Number 8, Red 2.
Man, this one, The first Red was tight, man.
It was really good, actually. I was disappointed by this one. Mm-hmm. I was actually very disappointed by Red. The first one was good. Good cast, right?
Good cast. Like, Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, yeah. John Malkovich.
Yeah, like some really, yeah. really good cast
Helen
there.
Helen Mirren, the legend.
Helen Mirren was in it, yeah. Cool. It was also like, you know, it's like, it's a comic book adaptation, but, you know, mm-hmm. people wouldn't expect, I think, that type of movie to get made. Like,
right.
It's kind of in the realm of, like, Kick-Ass for me. Mm-hmm. Like, a little bit more non-traditional in terms of, like, superheroes and stuff like that. But Red 1 was solid. Red 2, though?
Red 2,
again, these some of these movies, man, like, they're so bad. You sort of suppress them. Like, you have such a terrible experience watching it, and you just try to forget about it because it's just, like, the worst thing you've ever seen. And I remember watching Red 2, and I was just like, I don't even know what I'm watching right now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we did this, why we're here, why we're doing another. And I know that they talked about doing a Red 3.
They did?
Yeah, they talked about doing a Red 3, and I'm just like, please, no. Let it die. Let's not do that.
I'm happy they didn't. Mm-hmm. I will say, this is probably one of the more watchable ones on our list, simply because of the cast.
I guess that's a compliment.
Simply because of the cast.
I guess you could be like, the cast is decent, but...
I mean, think about it. If you walk in a room, you see Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman on screen. You know, that makes sense.
You'll stop and watch, right?
Yeah, you're still going to stop and look for a little bit.
But then you'll watch like 10 minutes of it and you're like, what is
this?
Yeah,
you might be asleep after that, but...
Oh, my God. This bottom half of the list. It gets worse than this, man. Like, we got worse movies on this list?
Personal vendetta-wise, I would say.
you got a grudge against some of these movies, huh? You got something against some of these, huh?
These ones at the bottom is just like, the ones we forget. Ones at the top, we never forget.
No, you're totally right about that. Like, it's definitely, we gotta, oh, God. My head already hurts. Well, number 8, Red 2 is the worst. At the bottom of the list, I think. I don't even... I'm really kind of flustered and frustrated because, like, I'm having, like, really bad repressed memories about some of these things. Let's move on. Let's just move on. Number 7, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. This is another sequel to a good movie.
Such a good movie.
The first Sin City was so good.
It really is, though.
It's probably one of the most faithful adaptations to a comic book,
yep.
You know, in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Sin City, the sequel, like, we go make another one. It's like too much of a good thing, right? Like, it's good the first time, you make another one, and just nothing is clicking the second time at all. Like, at all. I don't know what the hell happened.
They definitely lost money on this movie. Budget $65 million, box office $40 million.
Oh my God. Who got fired? I'm wondering, like, how many people got fired? Who got fired? Who lost a job because how bad this movie bombed? Now, did they get the original cast back from the movie? I know...
not completely.
Not really?
I think it might have been, like, almost a whole nother cast.
Which also is, like, why are you doing that? Okay, but, like, why did we need another Sin City movie, right? Like...
The first one was just so good.
The first one's so... But it's just, like, some of these, like... You're almost playing, like... You're just being risky with it. Because it's like, was the first one so good? Like, was that almost like a fluke? You know what I'm saying? Like, was that almost like...
Like, oops.
Damn, like, we actually didn't think we would get that right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you try to go back to it, and it's like, nah, bro. It's not it. Like, it's not it at all. I don't know. This one, again, I just try to forget about it. Because just not good.
Just not good. Throw it away.
Number 6.
Uh-oh. We getting up there.
Hellboy.
We getting up there.
From this year, 2019's Hellboy, starring David Harbour. Y'all.
I still ain't watched the damn thing.
Oh, my God. Like, when I tell you. So, fun fact, this comes out, like, 2 weeks before Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a week after Shazam. Right. So, it's sandwiched in between two really good superhero movies.
Yep.
And I remember seeing the previews for Hellboy, and I'm actually, like, excited. And I know it got pushed back, and there was, like, production stuff and all the drama. But I'm like, no, it's still going to be good because I really liked Guillermo's movies. Guillermo's Hellboys are so good, right? Like,
Guillermo, man.
They're so solid. But this one is... It's also, like, it's the type of movie that, like, if it was on TNT at, like, 2 o'clock and mm-hmm. you're in a hotel room mm-hmm. and you're just scrolling through and you don't have anything to watch, and you all of a sudden come across Hellboy and you see, like, vampires and shit, you'll stop and watch it, but you're not going to enjoy what you're watching. It's more like background noise at best. It's like that background noise. Like while you're getting dressed in your hotel room to go out somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just on a TV plan.
Man, I feel bad for David Harbour.
I also low-key kind of feel bad for him too because
I like him.
Like he's a really great actor. You know, obviously Stranger Things is, mm-hmm. you know, that's yeah. like his bread and butter so far. He's really good in that. And I'm like, yeah, he actually would make a really good Hellboy. He looks like the part, the makeup and all of that. I will say the makeup was really good. Like his makeup and the look of Hellboy was like very, very strong. But the story is some of the worst shit I've seen this year. I can guarantee you that. Oh, like boy. I was sitting, the movie is like, I think like it's a little bit under 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It felt like the longest 2 hours of my life, bro. I went to the bathroom twice and I didn't even have to use the bathroom. I just got up to leave because I was like, I can't do this anymore because it's so bad.
It lost $2 million. No, it lost $10 million.
That's it? I thought it lost more than that.
Actually, the budget wasn't too crazy. It was $50 million.
Y'all know how bad this movie was?
17% Rotten Tomato.
It was only in theaters for 2 weeks. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, they had to pull. They had to pull that thing.
It got kicked out of theaters. That's how bad it was. Hellboy, this is the situation where something ends up being such a terrible film experience that because it was such a failure, we're not going to see another Hellboy movie probably for another 10 years.
So sad.
Which is terrible because Hellboy is a wonderful character. A
super dope character.
Has a rich comic legacy.
He was putting him in Injustice and Mortal Kombat.
He did show up in Injustice.
Yeah, he was in Injustice.
It's actually really cold on that game. I like to use him a lot on that game. And there's a lot of like, there's some good animated movies. Like I mentioned, the Guillermo movies are very, very strong. Like there's a lot of rich stuff about Hellboy. And you know what I really like about Hellboy too? Like that's coming from Dark Horse. That's different from DC and Marvel, right? It's super different. Very like violent and graphic and leans very much into like horror supernatural elements. It's just super different. But like you come out with this movie, which I don't know what went wrong. Apparently it was a bunch of production stuff behind the scenes, like tensions between David Harbour and the director. The movie got pushed back, which definitely should have warned me, you know, to begin with. Like, oh, if y'all pushing a movie back, that's probably not a good sign.
Ain't it. Yeah.
Especially in April, which like was a graveyard because everybody knew Endgame was coming out.
Everybody knew Endgame was coming out.
So it's like, why are you going up again like a couple weeks before? Like, why are you putting yourself out there like that, bro? That's just like dumb. Not a smart decision at all. Just, it's a shame, but we probably, again, like I said, won't see Hellboy for quite a long time.
Wow.
Number five.
Uh-oh, listen, this top five is where it gets hot, y'all.
Green Lantern.
Oh, man. Green Lantern.
Where to start?
Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
What was he thinking? You know what? No, let me not even say that. He probably thought this was an excellent opportunity. Green Lantern, super popular character, very well known. And he probably showed up on set like, what did I get myself into? What is this?
He doesn't... Did the casting crew even read or watch anything about Hal Jordan, Green Lantern?
It was produced by Jeff Johns.
It is nothing like this man.
Who does all the Green Lantern
shit
for DC.
It is nothing like Ryan Reynolds.
He's not, no.
He's like, nothing
even close. The casting is just off to begin with, right? Ryan Reynolds was really getting fucked over for a long time.
He was.
Because the Deadpool and Origins Wolverine, that was already shitty. Now again, you know, that Wolverine Origins was so bad, like, it could be worst movie of that decade and this decade.
And
like,
this decade.
We could just, like, keep it going. Like, it's just, like, that's just bad.
That movie's terrible.
I felt really bad for Ryan Reynolds because I really like him as an actor. Everything else outside of, like, movies up until this point, like, superhero movies I seen him in, like, I really liked him. And then he comes into Green Lantern, and it just wasn't it, man. It was not it.
At all.
The CGI was...
Awful. Y'all should go back and actually watch this movie and just look at the CGI by itself.
You know what made me watch this movie? Because I didn't see it in theaters because I heard how bad it was. I saw this movie because, you know, I used to go to Walmart a lot when I had access to Walmart. And I remember the movie came out on like Blu-ray. And after like 2 months of being out on Blu-ray, it all of a sudden had became like $5. And I was like, you know what? I'll buy this for $5.
Man, this movie got plot holes, and we talked about how bad the CGI was. Ryan Reynolds is making jokes just to make jokes. Half most of the parts in the movie.
The script was bad. Yeah, like the script was really bad. And then they completely tarnished the villain. Parallax? That was like,
yeah,
that was completely, they didn't do that right at all. It was like a big shit cloud in space. It was like a sounds big like, turd cloud.
Sounds like the first Fantastic Four series or number two with Silver Surfer.
Oh, Rise of Silver Surfer.
And freaking they turned Galactus into a goddamn cloud.
Into a cloud.
You know how mad superhero comic book fans were to see Galactus as a fucking cloud?
Y'all, Galactus has never been a cloud ever before. And for some reason in that movie, they turned him into a cloud. Just like they did Parallax and Green Lantern. It looked terrible. It looked like a big cloud of shit, man. Like roaming around space. I was just like, what is this? What am I watching? The CG, again, like the CGI is so cartoony and bad. It looks like they spent 3 weeks probably making it. And I hate to like shit on people that work on these movies, but you just got to understand, like, when movies are like given these big expensive budgets, it just like you can't rush stuff like that. And it just comes, and like when you do, it'll come out really, really, really terrible. And it shows. And I think Green Lantern is like high on this list, like it is number five, because people still talk about how bad Green Lantern is
all the time.
Even in Ryan Reynolds himself.
You have to, because this could arguably be one of the best superhero movies of all time, simply because it gave us Deadpool.
All true. That's true. It actually served a good purpose.
It served a good purpose.
Because if Green Lantern turned out to be a good movie and was successful, they probably would have made sequels.
Exactly.
Thus preventing him from doing
Deadpool. We would have never got Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, potentially.
Maybe we should move Green Lantern down, because that's actually a really good point, man. We got some really good goodness out of it, man. Because of that. Wow.
Can you imagine anybody except for Ryan Reynolds being Deadpool?
No. He was born for that role. He was
born to do it.
That is his role.
And
nobody else should be playing Deadpool, and I guess we have Green Lantern to thank for that, because it's so damn shitty.
Mm-mm-mm.
Number four. This one hurts. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
A lot of people are going to hate us for this one, but again, expectations.
Whoa, hold on. What? Yeah. Hate us for this?
I actually know of quite a few people who love Batman versus Superman.
No, you don't. No, you do not. No, you're not. No, you're lying. There's no way.
Y'all, this movie pissed me off day one. Y'all don't understand. I was waiting for a trailer, and the trailer finally drops. Oh, my God, this movie pisses me off. Hold on. Do you know what the hell is in the goddamn trailer?
Wait a second. Wait. Because I know what you're going for. Wait. Before you get to that, let's talk about the first trailer, the Comic-Con trailer.
Oh, the Comic-Con trailer.
Which was phenomenal. Yeah, that trailer was, it was like 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The tone was like amazing. You saw like this really dark and gritty conflict between Batman and Superman.
Yep.
And they were, you know, jabbing at each other. You like,
first time you see Ben Ray.
Yeah, you like, oh, and he was
big
like,
old armor.
He was swollen.
Yeah, he was in his Dark Knight armor.
Bro was benching like 250, 300. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be something serious. Yeah,
that nigga trying to square up.
Yeah, like it's going to be something serious. Like that first trailer, I'm like, yeah, the shit's on. I'm ready for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months later, they dropped they dropped the second trailer.
I might claim this is one of the worst trailers I've ever seen. But in this goddamn trailer, y'all, they literally put one of the biggest villains in all of DC history.
Yes.
Doomsday in the goddamn trailer.
Yes.
Who gave the green light to put Doomsday, who doesn't look that great?
Oh, he looked like trash.
Fucking orc.
Oh, from Lord of the Rings? Lord of the Rings. Oh my God.
He looked.
I would say the orcs look better.
The orcs look better. You're right. Oh my goodness. Y'all, this is all right. So movie 101. Don't give an entire movie away in the trailer.
Which
just don't do it.
So
DC took their time. Warner Brothers took their time to make this movie, build up this movie called Batman versus Superman. And inside of the trailer, before the movie comes out, you give us one of the biggest villains ever.
And nobody knew for a fact that he was going to be in the movie.
Nobody.
Like, there were a lot of rumors.
Yeah, speculation.
But nobody knew. That's the important thing to mention. So, if we showed up on opening night and saw the movie without that trailer, that would have been biggest surprise of the movie.
10 times more sense. Because why? Now, you just told me that Batman and Superman are not even going to be fighting by the end of the movie, because Doomsday is in it.
Exactly.
It
gives away the entire... It basically, that trailer, what it did, basically became Dawn of Justice, and the subheader was Batman v Superman. Because I'm like, oh, because that's a fact. Like, that means that by the end of the movie, Batman and Superman are going to become the best buddies.
You know who else they put in the trailer?
Go ahead.
Wonder Woman.
So you know what? I still contend to this day that if they had not shown that, if we walked into the movie opening night, and that moment, that entire moment that we saw in the movie, Doomsday flying down from out of the sky.
A good looking Doomsday.
Batman is in peril. We don't know what's going to happen to him. He might die.
Mm-hmm.
Doomsday fires his laser beams at him. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Wonder
Woman
comes.
You hear that Wonder Woman song?
If we would have saw that without the trailer.
I would have went nuts.
I'm telling you.
I would have went nuts.
That would have been a moment to rival any other big moment in any comic book movie. I guarantee you. But no. Warner Brothers marketing department decided, let's put that in the trailer. Let's show everybody.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever
but
seen.
But you know what? I did it. They were nervous. They wanted to get ahead in the whole, you know, cinematic universe battle, DC
People
and Marvel.
We're going to go see. It's literally two of the biggest superheroes of all time. Batman and Superman. Put it on a movie. People are going to go see it. You shouldn't be afraid unless you have the worst track record in the world, which is crazy because they had a bad track record and people are still going to go see the movies.
It was self-sabotage.
It's just insane.
It was self-sabotage. But look, we talked about the trailer, but even beyond the trailer, the movie itself, like, Martha. The movie is just, how can I put it? Well, one.
Just dumb shit happens.
It's not fun to watch at all.
Just dumb shit happens.
I'm sitting there watching it like, yeah, I'm actually not having a good time at all watching this. I actually kind of feel bad about my soul right now watching this. It is dumb. There's a lot of stupidity in the movie, right?
There's a couple, like, good things I hold on to, right?
Well,
like,
yeah, a couple good things. I mean, I think Wonder Woman is probably the best part in a lot of aspects of the movie.
She's the best thing in DCEU right now, by far.
Ben Affleck, I think, did a really good job.
I actually really like Dark Batman. A lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah.
I like Dark Batman. That nigga was branding people?
Yeah, he was out here.
That's hella tight to me.
But because they gave Batman such a spotlight because he was a new character, one of the negatives about the movie is that they shunned Clark Kent and Superman to the side. We did not get any real development to his character. And it made him, you know, it painted him out to be a really sort of like a bad guy and also a stupid hero.
Yep.
Both of them, Batman and Bruce Wayne, were outsmarted by Lex Luthor in the end.
Yep.
Which, I'm sorry, if you've ever read any Batman comic, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. He would not get outsmarted by Lex Luthor or anybody for that matter, right?
Batman?
Basically, the whole plot was like, oh yeah, Lex Luthor's going to turn them against each other and then he's going to reveal his whole plan to the world and create this Doomsday monster.
They called him Lex Luthor, but he was Joker.
That was terrible casting. Jesse Eisenberg, I love him as an actor, but that was terrible casting. That's also another bad thing about the movie.
Have they ever even watched anything Superman?
No.
Because that casting is the worst.
The marketing department has never made a good trailer.
I always imagine Lex Luthor being like 6-something.
Yeah.
A decently stocked dude. Diesel. Jesse Eisenberg played goddamn Mark Zuckerberg in fucking Social Network.
I think they were trying to go against like the typical grain too much.
Come on.
But they abandoned what makes people really, you know, gravitate towards those characters so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the movie, it comes out, it makes a lot of money, but it still, I would say, underperforms compared to what people thought. Like, people thought, oh, it's easily going to make $1 billion. It did not.
Yeah.
And then reviews came out, and people shat on it, deservedly so, because they shoved too much into the movie. You had new characters that had no real development or plot story. They tried to introduce the Justice League. We got cameos of Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash.
Which was actually weird as shit.
Somebody tell me, how did they have logos already created for them? How does that make it easy?
Where the hell?
Who's making Aquaman logos for these people and flashlight? I'm like, how does that make any sense, bro?
So you telling me Batman or Alfred just sat there and was like, man, I'm going to pull up some Photoshop and make a logo for this guy.
Hey, Alfred got that Adobe suite and went nuts, bro. He went nuts with those logos, man.
And then Flash came from the past? Was that supposed to be a...
Oh, my God. Yeah, the whole dream sequence, they were like alluding to Doomsday.
So that is what we should have got. That's the Batman versus Superman we should have got. That dark ass...
You mean the Snyder Cut.
This dark ass universe where Superman has like become like this god, right? And Batman is trying to like dismantle this god and he has like demi... Oh my God!
It could have been Injustice. It could have been Injustice.
Like, that shit would have been so tight.
Level good, but
that's what we should have got.
Yeah,
explore that universe that you gave us for 5 minutes.
It was far from it. That was easily one of the most disappointing experiences in the movie.
Oh, don't get me started on Martha.
Because Hey, we not even gonna do
don't
that.
Don't get me started on Martha.
Not even do that here. You talk about stupidity. That's it right there.
How do you know that name?
That's it right there. I can't anymore, man. I can't. Batman v Superman is number 4, worst comic book movie of the decade. Number 3. Oh, it gets better.
This really might be the worst.
Number 3. We low-key might need to adjust as I'm like reading this right now. Number 3. Fan fucking Four Stick. Also known as Fantastic Four to I guess whoever decided to create that logo.
My god.
I really don't have much to say
about
this movie.
Let's put a 4 in the 4th spot in the word.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say about this movie just because it makes me so angry thinking about
it's
it.
It's that bad.
This movie, y'all, it is shitty. It is shitty, G. Like this is the crazy thing about it. The cast is great.
The cast is literally the coldest up and coming people you can get.
The whole idea of casting a younger Fantastic Four, I'm on board with. I was great. We got Michael B. Jordan in here.
Miles Teller, Kate Mara.
I'm like, oh yeah, y'all going crazy with the cast. Crazy this is perfect, with the cast. Right? And I'm sitting there watching the movie, and the first 30 minutes, I'm like, you know, it's not that bad. What are people talking about? Because, you know, the reviews had come out like the night before, and it was terrible, and the director, Josh Trank, he came out on Twitter and was like, you know, throwing some shade at Fox and everything. And I'm like, man, is it really that bad? I go see the movie. First 30 minutes, not that bad. But oh boy, does it pivot. And it pivots hard. It gets bad. It absolutely gets bad. The last 45 minutes of this movie, it's like, it's a completely different experience. And it turns into some shit that I've never seen before. It turns into just such an abomination what Fantastic Four should be.
They put it in a blender.
Oh yeah, and what came out on the other side was not a finished product at all. It was, and like Dr. Doom in the movie, like what they did with that, like he looked ass.
That whole movie was just ass.
The space sequence.
I can't believe
they
actually made this.
It
was terrible.
Man, talk about another franchise that because the movie did so bad, it's like we're not going to see these characters for years and years and years because y'all just can't get it right. I would rather go back and watch the Jessica Alba Fantastic Four movies.
I also had, yeah.
As goofy as those are.
Again, I actually had those on PSP.
Bro, you in this PSP?
I know, man. This is the point in time that what you're saying, like the 07, 05,
were people really watching movies on their PSP?
Yeah, bro, I was on the bus watching the Boondocks on my PSP. Yo, niggas can tell me nothing.
I used to remember,
you couldn't do that on the DS.
I remember going into like GameStop and I would see those PSP like UMD discs.
Yeah,
I just could never fold for it. I don't know. I guess that was like
I had Family Guy in the Boondocks and Fantastic Four.
That was kind of like the precursor to like. Bro, watching movies on your iPhone.
Again, I was on the bus watching that shit. Nobody couldn't tell me nothing because they couldn't.
Well, Fan4Stick. Damn, you really should have probably been number one. But I will say the other two, atop of you, are just even more disappointing.
They just did more disappointing.
Feats of just terrible shit that we've seen this decade. But Fan4Stick, you have a special place in hell for you because you're just such a terrible movie.
So
I'm going to just
bad.
Throw it out there. Number 2.
Hey.
Justice League. Now, what I will say, this movie is the epitome of some Frankenstein shit. We're going to bring a bunch of parts together and make a monster. And a monster it is. You had half a movie developed by Zack Snyder. He steps away for different reasons from the movie, personal family issues. Joss Whedon, who made the first Avengers and Avengers Age of Ultron, comes in to finish the movie. Apparently there's a bunch of drama. WB, they want to get rid of Zack Snyder because Batman versus Superman did not do well. People are not liking the dark and gritty tone. So basically you get two different filmmakers and their visions coming to try to make this movie. I just read an article today about Justice League.
Word.
And I think that's why this movie is so high on the list, because even 2 years later,
we're still talking about
Justice League. Yeah, whether it's the Snyder Cut, whether it's how much was rewritten in the script. Apparently there were 80 new pages written in the script.
I've seen that. Yep.
Characters were taken out and omitted. New characters were, you know, added or fleshed out even more. When Justice League came out and I went to go see that movie, first of all, you're rushing, first of all, because we're getting introduced to characters we've never really seen before. We don't know them. Flash, Cyborg, Aquaman at that point in time. We didn't really know them. They didn't have their own movies. Wonder Woman came out a few months before. It was amazing. But then, you know, we see her pop up.
Again, the best part of the movie.
Again, right, best part of the movie. But by this point, it was too little too late, right? Superman is out for most of the movie. And the way that they brought him back was ridiculous and dumb, right? And
he did have a cool ass line though.
Which line was that?
He picked up Batman and was like, "Tell me, do you bleed?"
Oh, basically, yeah.
That shit was tight.
He got that line back from BVS, right?
That was a good ass line.
Yeah, but I guess one saving grace from the movie was that.
That was a good ass line.
But like this movie, man, it's so ridiculous because of just how many different directions it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Right.
It's trying to be funny at one moment, serious at another moment. The CGI for Steppenwolf is like PlayStation 2 levels, yeah, for sure.
I feel like I was playing God of War.
Oh, yeah. One or two.
One.
One. The worst graphics of the series, right? But when you talk about CGI, I would be remiss if I did not mention Henry Cavill's mustache.
I do. Why do they keep CGIing Henry Cavill's chin?
They always mess up his chin.
Why do they do that?
So if you have not watched Justice League or if you haven't seen it in a long time, go back and watch the movie just to see Henry Cavill's mustache, which had to be CGI'd out because he was filming Mission Impossible Fallout, which he was contractually obligated, apparently, to keep his mustache for that movie. When they did reshoots for Justice League, they couldn't make him shave, so they had to CGI out his mustache. Why did they do that man like that? They did him so dirty.
Let's make it look good.
They did not make it look good.
Does a mustache even sound hard to you? Like, it doesn't even sound like a hard thing. You are a professional video.
It must have been a lack of time. I don't know what it was, but
stop messing with Henry Cavill's face. Stop. Just stop doing it.
Keep sabotaging this man's face. No, but for real, this Justice, that's supposed to be DC's equivalent to the Avengers. Yeah, right. This should have been a billion-dollar movie in their sleep. This should have been the most popular movie that they put out. You have some of the most iconic characters: Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman. Like, these are world-renowned characters, and when it comes out, it was the equivalent of, like, I'm sorry to get like real like crass about this, but it's like when you're about to let out a fart and you think it's going to be like this big bombastic sounding fart, and then it comes out and it's real quiet and nobody notices it. And it stinks. That was Justice League. Yeah,
They sharted a little bit. It was a little bit of something in there. Man,
it was ass, man.
So me personally, I don't like Ezra Miller, bro.
Oh, it's Flash?
This is the worst Flash
he's not
I
the
have
guy.
Ever seen.
What was with the running?
So, first of all, his run is atrocious. It's like looking at a middle schooler try to run track for the first
time. He's like flailing his arms.
Yeah, he looks
like,
ridiculous. His legs be going all kind of sideways.
It's ridiculous.
And then they tried to turn the character, make him funny.
Yeah.
Barry Allen is not funny.
He's not a funny.
Wally West is funny.
Yeah.
So they tried to like name him Barry Allen for like originality purposes, but give him Wally West's humor.
Exactly.
And it just didn't work out.
No.
And he looks terrible.
You know what they were trying to do? They were trying to do like their version of like Spider-Man.
That's
right.
Just
young, quippy, funny, sarcastic.
If it ain't Wally West, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. They.
That's what the TV show gets right. It's Barry Allen.
Again, it's like, who's making this movie? Have they ever read a comic in their, you know? And I know Zack Snyder has, and I know Joss Whedon has too,
but it's like, where's the disconnect?
The disconnect, the studio interference is a big factor in that. And then the fact that like there is apparently a version of this movie floating around that nobody has seen before that 2 years later people are still calling for.
And it's crazy.
Release the Snyder Cut huge thing. You know, there's a contingent out there that wants to see this other movie. Honestly, I don't give a shit to see it because I don't think it would be that significantly better than what we saw, to be quite honest with you. But at the end of the day, what we got was just a subpar movie at the end of the day. And this is, it's number two because, again, it's Justice League, man. They were here before the Avengers. That's supposed to be it, man. Yeah. And they did not do it. They did not do it at all. And it really capped off, I think, an era for DC films where they were just putting out projects that just did not do it.
Just to do it.
And they just were not hitting. And it just goes to show that they did not have their motivations and their focus in the right place. And they didn't go about this whole project in the right way. They just did too much, too soon, too fast. And we saw the results of it. Justice League is just, it's a corny ass movie, man. It's just so corny.
It's so silly.
I would, at best, At best, I would watch it on an airplane on an 11-hour flight, and that was the last thing I had to watch.
Yeah, man.
At best, right? They,
yeah. Cyborg was supposed to be in high school, and he was talking back to his daddy.
Oh, please, bro. Ray Fisher's like 6'4".
6'4".
2'4". No, don't nobody in high school look like that, man. That doesn't
this,
insane.
This ain't no Teen Titans Cyborg we talking about. This is fucking Justice League Cyborg.
They tried to throw in this Easter eggs, and all, it just...
Oh, and the way they brought him back with the mother box and the
Like I said, that was so terrible.
It was so bad.
Of all the source material that you have to bring Superman back from the dead,
that's what you do.
That's what you did. There's literally so much there. Like, we have the return of Superman. We have the death of Superman. Those are literally comic books, and they still didn't do it. They still did not do it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
The death of Superman, y'all, so lit. It's so lit. Like the when you see, never mind, I'm done.
I think, you know, the last thing I'll say about Justice League, similar to what we talked about with Green Lantern, this was a movie that was so bad, it actually birthed and gave us some good, right? Yeah. Justice League was so bad, it underperformed so much that Warner Brothers literally had no other choice but to pivot and to do things differently, right? They had to switch it up and go in a different direction because what they were doing was not working. And so since Justice League, we've gotten Aquaman, which I really liked personally. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a really fun movie.
And we got Shazam.
We got Shazam, hilarious, great family movie. And we got Joker, right?
And we got Joker.
And, you know, Wonder Woman 2 was on the way. Mm-hmm. Black Adam's on the way. So I think the direction that they're heading in.
They finally got, maybe we're getting it together. Maybe.
Much brighter than where we were because it was not it. Speaking of DC. Coming in at the number one spot.
Numero uno.
The worst comic book movie of the decade. Suicide Squad.
This movie pisses me off. It was... So, again, this is expectations, right? Y'all, when I tell you this is one of my favorite trailers of all time, sometimes I'll just go watch the trailer. Because the trailer's still good.
That first trailer with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
In the background.
When I tell y'all.
Is a work of art. it is a work of trailer art. It
really is, though.
For the modern eye to see. And when I saw that trailer, I thought that we were about to get the craziest, most batshit, bonkers superhero movie we've ever seen. And I thought it was going to be balls to the wall, action, comedy, bad meets evil.
The cast is insane.
Just nastiness. Just going to be, we got Will Smith, we got Margot Robbie, we got Jai Courtney, we got Viola Davis. Like, we just got incredible talent across the board.
Yeah, man.
And then the movie comes out, and oh my God, what the fuck was this movie? Here's an interesting fact that many people probably don't know. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the trailer and how good it was.
Yep.
That trailer, in fact, was so good that Warner Brothers had the brilliant idea to say, hey, the company that edited this trailer, which, again, specializes at editing trailers, ended up editing the entire movie.
Mm-mm-mm.
In what world does that make sense? We're going to hire a company that specializes in editing movie trailers that typically run 2.5 minutes to put together a 2+ hour movie. Doesn't make any sense business wise. That was dumb. And then you see the movie and you see that it's a mess from top to bottom. It looks like a goddamn music video for the most part.
What is it about?
So they tried to rescue. The movie is, maybe we just pull up Wikipedia. I don't know. I don't know what Suicide Squad is about.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
It frustrated me so much.
So for a little context, right? Suicide Squad, the comic, right, was made in order to explain why villains kept getting out of the Arkham Asylum.
Right.
That's why the comic was made, right? Like, for comic to comic, people be like, man, how is Joker back out of Arkham Asylum? Or how is Croc, you know what I mean? How is Croc back out of Arkham Asylum? And so they made Suicide Squad literally as an explanation as to how these people keep getting out of Arkham Asylum.
And that certainly was not in the movie. That was nowhere really to be found. And there's so many, they just went in so many terrible directions, right? So Jared Leto's Joker, which was hyped up to be the main villain of the movie. that was hyped to be the main villain of the movie. Nowhere to be found for the most part. He was in it for probably 7 minutes and was not the greatest performance ever because he really didn't have much to do. He was silly. It was just, it didn't work.
Yeah.
You just got to talk about the stupid plot, like you mentioned. It's not really about anything, right?
Yeah, the villain is terrible.
Oh, Enchantress?
Enchantress?
Can we talk about that damn gyrating she was doing at the end of the movie? What was like that wiggling? Like,
I don't even know, bro.
Shit, this ritual.
It's probably top five worst villains I've ever seen.
The CGI is crap for the most part, mm-hmm. like in so many places. It just, nothing makes sense.
The only good thing about this film is Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
They both did amazing.
Who had just come fresh off Focus.
Yeah, they had did amazing, like, but they couldn't save it, though. They couldn't save it. They could do could save this movie. Like, the Suicide Squad, again, it's number one because our expectations for the movie
I was excited,
so high from that initial trailer. And then even the second trailer was, like, still, you know, solid as hell, too. And then the movie comes out, and it's just nothing. Nothing is, like, to really mention about the movie, and, like, nothing is really... I can't really find any redeeming quality about it besides what you just mentioned with Margot Robbie and Will Smith.
That's the only two things I can think of.
And I think that's why we're getting a Harley Quinn movie, because they recognize like she did an incredible job. But like the rest of it, man, I mean, it's not funny. It's not enjoyable. It's not clever. It's not interesting.
No.
It's none of those things.
There is no plot.
There's literally no plot. And again, this was supposed to be like evil villains on a team. Like we were going to get a team of evil villains and it just... We hadn't really seen that before, but they went ahead and just messed it up for everybody.
But on the bright side, we are getting another Suicide Squad, thanks to James Gunn.
We are, and it's going to be, I think, a million times better. I think most movies could be a million times better than the Suicide Squad.
What's crazy is he don't have to, it's not a high bar to overcome.
I think A Dog's Way Home could be better than Suicide Squad.
A Dog's Way Home?
I don't know why that movie popped in my head, but that could be better than Suicide Squad. That's how bad this movie is, y'all. I swear. It's just not.
A Dog's Way Home.
Oh, God. Thank God we're past that. Well, y'all,
I want to go watch Bolt.
That is Bolt. Yeah, let's just watch some movies about some pets right now.
Watch movies about pets
because they're gonna be better than Suicide Squad. Well, y'all, that is it. That is our list, the top 10 worst comic book movies of the decade.
Yeah, man.
What do you think about our list? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have other movies that should have been mentioned?
Let us know.
Let us know, man. Hit us up on social media at Two Black Nerds on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure, as always, to follow and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a positive rating.
Please,
give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it so much. We really appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every week. We got more lists coming to y'all. The very next list that you should definitely be checking out. Of course, we did the top 10 worst comic book movies of the decade. We got to do the top 10 best, y'all.
We got to.
It's been an incredible decade for comic book movies. We're going to break down our top 10 movies that we think stand above every other comic book movie that has come out this decade. We're excited to bring that to y'all, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Love, support, all the above. You know what it is. This has been Two Black Nerds. Over Two Black.
Too Nerdy.
And we out. Peace.